thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Green Going viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11,604 MHz. Polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Onfarong on CSSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service, or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a British organization helps Aulac or Vietnam with economic development. In ecology news, Syria launches an initiative to protect the woodlands of a coastal city. In medical news, American doctors pioneer non-invasive brain surgery. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 27th, a much-respected British human rights activist, Mr. Martin Ennals, was born in Walsall, United Kingdom, in 1927. He was the first Secretary-General of Amnesty International, serving from 1968 until 1980. Mr. Ennals was very influential in the modern movement of safeguarding human liberties. He helped to establish groups including International Alert to promote peace and Defence for Children International. In 1993, an award was named after him to honour courageous individuals working to preserve human rights. With Mr. Martin Ennals' praiseworthy example, may more continue to be devoted to ensuring the inherent freedoms of all.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from China. Just before dawn on July 13th, a sudden rainstorm struck Jiaozhe town of Jiaozhe County in Yunnan province. In the recent flood, with currents carrying significant amounts of debris from ruined buildings, 22 people lost their lives, while 23 others were missing and at least 43 injured of the 1,200 affected.
Conveying her sorrowful prayers and sympathy, Supreme Master Qinghai sent a $1,732 donation and quickly asked our association's nearby relief team to go, if possible, and offer help to the most vulnerable, such as the elderly and the orphan. This amount could purchase $12,400 in needed items if bought in the United States, based on China's overall cost of living.
After assessing the situation, our association's relief team in China traveled through narrow mountain roads still vulnerable to landslides and arrived safely at one of the worst-hit areas on July 16th, just 3 days after the disaster. There, the relief team saw that the local government was doing its best to help the victims, and they offered the quilts and clothing they had brought for the officials to include in their aid distribution. The government workers were moved and expressed their appreciation for the timely and caring outreach from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Our gratefulness to the local government for their diligent efforts to assist co-citizens. We also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support of the storm distressed and our association's relief team for their prompt response. With condolences to the families of perished loved ones, may the affected quickly recover their peaceful lives as we continue turning to more compassionate ways to ease such extreme weather events as these.
Storm brings fatal consequence to northern O Lac or Vietnam. Heavy rains arriving with Storm Shantou that began Thursday, July 22nd, resulted in flash floods and landslides across the nation's northern highlands, taking at least 10 lives, including 4 children. Hundreds of homes and hectares of crops were inundated, with traffic severely disrupted as roads and bridges sustained severe damage. On Saturday, a sudden landslide in Haiyang's Yayan Min district claimed the life of a 3-year-old girl as a house was crushed, while in Sien Man district, a nurse succumbed as her home was destroyed. Regional officials rushed to the site and, together with the Red Cross Society, donated financial assistance to the family members and other victims. Meanwhile, local rescue personnel were also dispatched to the storm-stricken areas as 10 communities were isolated in Bac Yang province and other provincial regions such as Lao Cai, Yayan Bai, Sun La, and Lai Cho were also affected by the intense weather. Our appreciation, O Lac Seas or Vietnamese government officials, Red Cross Society, and other personnel for your prompt initiatives to aid the storm victims. With our prayers for the people of O Lac, let us strive to restore equilibrium in the ecosphere through our gentler lifestyles.
Unrelenting Russian heat wave results in more deaths. On Sunday, July 25th, the Russian media reported that ongoing record high temperatures, the hottest since 1936, have continued to claim lives as people try to escape the heat by taking to the water. Around 300 people drowned in the past week alone, many of whom were intoxicated at the time of going swimming. This is a similar number and cause of death as the many water-related casualties in previous weeks, with the total toll on human life since June now reaching the thousands. Furthermore, medical teams report being constantly called out for heat strokes, sunburns, and complications in those with respiratory problems. The scorching temperatures have also resulted in countless forest fires, some of which have been burning for weeks, and a massive loss of crops and other vegetation. Russia's Hydrometeorological Center Deputy Director Dmitry Kikyov stated, "This is a serious abnormality. The Russian Weather Service has never measured such temperatures in Moscow in July. According to our calculations, it hasn't even reached its peak yet. We send our heartfelt sympathies for those who have suffered such untimely loss of loved ones, while we pray for an awakening to the deadly harms of alcohol. May the health of intoxicant-free living soon reach all the people of Russia and the world, as we also strive to adopt earth-protecting lifestyles that restore the fragile balance of our ecosphere."
Wildfire endangers neighborhoods of Jerusalem. On Sunday, July 25th, a large forest fire forced the evacuation of over 2,000 residents comprising three entire villages near Israel's capital city. The blaze started in the hills near Hadassah University Hospital, Ein Karem, on the outskirts of Jerusalem, where the flames got dangerously close to the building, reaching several cars in the parking area. Firefighters arrived at the affected region with 20 fire engines, two planes, and a firefighting helicopter, while the police ensured that no one was left behind in the evacuation zone. "Our earnest thanks to all firefighters and police personnel working tirelessly to ensure the safety of the Israeli people. We pray for the fire to be swiftly extinguished as we strive meanwhile for such incidents to subside through our more caring stewardship of the environment."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
Kuwaiti leader receives warm welcome in Brazil. His Highness, the Prime Minister of Kuwait, Sheikh Nasser Mohammed Al-Ahmed Al-Sabad, met this past week with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva for talks that were characterized as constructive and held in a spirit of true friendship. At their conclusion, five agreements were signed to enhance the ties between the countries and their peoples in areas that include sustainable economic development as well as technology, commerce, sports, and aviation services. His Highness is next traveling to Argentina as a continuation of his Latin American tour that has thus far included meetings with leaders in Cuba, Chile, Uruguay, Antigua and Barbuda, Trinidad and Tobago, Mexico and Guyana. "Our sincere congratulations, Your Highness and Your Excellency, on your country's warm and cooperative relations. May good fortune prevail between Kuwait and her many Latin American neighbors, with friendship and well-being shared among all fellow citizens."
Turkey's smoking ban pays off. 1 year after smoking in public places was officially prohibited, the largest city, Istanbul, is reporting a 20% drop in the number of patients admitted to hospitals for smoking-related illnesses. The ban, which has a 90% approval rating among the Turkish people, also resulted in a 30% reduction in heart attacks. Istanbul's health department director, Dr. Ali Ihsan Dokuku, noted that these life-sparing benefits also saved nearly $2 million in medical costs. "A big bravo, Turkey, for your smoke-free initiative that has already shown such constructive results. May your exemplary and rewarding health trend continue to benefit the gracious Turkish people and inspire many other nations across the globe."
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/arms-benefits-flyer.
Faithful Husky saves family from burning house. In New York, USA, Mr. Chris Blake and his family were awakened around 5 a.m. to the sound of their dog, Safira, barking. As Mr. Blake smelled smoke, he realized that the Siberian Husky was warning them of a fire that was consuming their two-story duplex home. As the first floor was already in flames, the family was able to escape by climbing onto an awning outside the second-floor bedroom window, where Mr. Blake jumped to the ground and then received his wife and three children one by one. The family then alerted their duplex neighbor, Caitlin Wells, who also safely escaped with her two dogs and two cats. Sadly, Safira and Mr. Blake's two cats did not survive the fire, which destroyed much of the building. Thanks to Safira's warning barks, three adults and three small children were saved. Our condolences to the Blake family for the loss of their heroic savior dog, Safira, and two cats. May Safira be ever remembered for her selfless and loving sacrifice.
With tearful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Safira for her complete loyalty and life-saving alarm with a posthumous Shining World Heroine Award.
Save our planet. Bleaching in Australia's Coral Sea, part of severe global blight. The Coral Sea, east of the Great Barrier Reef in the Pacific Ocean, is one of the few places in the world where large fish such as sharks, tuna, and billfish still abound in large numbers. Its diverse range of habitats are formed by 30 separate coral reefs that are different from those of the Great Barrier Reef, with many of the inhabitant species still to be discovered.
Recently, however, this sea has become one of the countless other major coral reefs worldwide falling victim to coral bleaching, in which they are destroyed by ocean temperatures reaching record high levels. In locations around the globe, experts are reporting coral bleaching this year as the worst since 1998, when a similar event caused 16% of the world's coral reefs to perish. In Thailand's waters, up to 90% of the reefs have been bleached, and 20% have already died. Meanwhile, places like the Coral Sea face another global warming-related threat in increased levels of carbon dioxide that are acidifying the waters.
Marine biologist Nicola Temple of the Australian Marine Conservation Society, a group that is working to protect the Coral Sea from these threats, spoke about the problem during a recent event to raise public awareness and support.
The pH has remained stable for millions of years, and it's changing at a rate that is unbelievable in the last 150 years. And it's going to essentially disintegrate our coral reefs. All of the animals and organisms that sequester carbon into their skeletons and into their shells are not going to be able to do so, including the very oxygen producers that we rely so heavily on.
Ms. Temple urged for two main ways to reduce these devastating impacts, emphasizing the invaluable role of oceans in our own lives.
Oceans drive our climate and our weather. They are responsible for producing the oxygen in one in every two breaths we take. One of the things that we can do that's within our power immediately is, of course, to reduce our footprint, to reduce our carbon emissions, and that's something that's essential. And it has to happen in conjunction with trying to protect what we can while we still have it. So large marine reserves that protect a huge percentage of the population will instill some resilience into the ecosystem so that they can have a better chance at fighting things such as global climate change.
Our thanks, Ms. Temple and the Australian Marine Conservation Society, for your endeavors to protect the precious coral sea and our planet. May we each do our part to reduce our environmental impact by taking action to preserve our vital oceans.
Hi, my name is Nicola Temple. I'm the Coral Sea Campaigner for the Australian Marine Conservation Society. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently urged for our conservation of the oceans and the lives they sustain, as during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. So life on Earth truly depends very much on the ocean for survival. In addition, oceans also absorb atmospheric CO2, carbon dioxide, which directly helps to cool our planet. From the oceans themselves, we are seeing warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. So global warming is affecting the oceans, which in turn is affecting the fish. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately.
Save our planet. Ponds bring back rare wildlife in the UK. In a partnership between the United Kingdom's Environment Agency and wildlife charities such as Pond Conservation, the Million Pond Project in the past year has created or rehabilitated nearly 250 freshwater regional ponds. With a plan to ultimately restore the million ponds last seen in the country about a century ago, success in the current water bodies has been noted through the sighting of rare species that include water voles, great crested newts, golden-ringed dragonflies, and unusual mosses.
Lord Chris Smith, chairman of the Environment Agency, said ponds are incredibly important for hundreds of plants and animals and also help absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. They are remarkably easy to create, and, done in the right way, they will provide almost instant gratification as they quickly become very valuable habitats, supporting a wide range of species.
Our green accolades, Lord Smith, Environment Agency, Pond Conservation, and other wildlife organizations for your eco-balancing initiative. Blessed be such thoughtful efforts in restoring biodiversity to flourish across the land.
save our planet. Australian scientists note that as ocean acidity increases with continued global warming, some fish species are also impacted through a diminished sense of smell that adversely affects their ability to survive.
Save our planet. In Pakistan, where the once mighty Indus River has dwindled to a shadow of its former self, water security has become a top priority, with emergency meetings held to discuss sharing between regions and with neighboring India.
Save Our Planet, a University of California, Davis study in the USA, forecasts that by 2050, global warming will add an additional 25 days per year that ground-level ozone is at levels high enough to aggravate asthma and other lung conditions.
Save Our Planet, a report from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, states that prolonged water scarcity in the Kindal area of the African country of Mali is threatening both lives and regional security.
Warning news. A U.S. cat food manufacturer has expanded the recall of its raw meat cat food, believed to be contaminated with salmonella, that can sicken both felines and humans who handle the food.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds and Our Life.
We both enjoy eating only plant-based foods for our diet. Today, we would like to share a refreshing tip for animal companions from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Pour cool water gently on a dog or cat's back to wet their fur. Spray gently on birds.
Keep it wet to cool them off. It helps to reduce the summer heat.
Repeat if needed. Our many thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this loving tip. And thank you, thoughtful viewers, for your attention. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Oxfam Great Britain assists Northern Aulac or Vietnam in economic development. The non-governmental organisation will help indigenous people and disadvantaged women in the Lao Cai province improve their marketing of local farm produce. In addition, the project will support enhancing communication to promote the province's products. Our gratitude, Oxfam Great Britain. God bless your commitment to improving the future of many warm-hearted Aulacese people. May all be graced with sustainable and abundant livelihoods on a long-lasting planet.
In ecology news, Syria launches an initiative to protect the environment in the coastal city of Latakia. The Frontlook Forest Campaign, also called Visit Them and Keep Them Natural, seeks to raise awareness about the importance of maintaining and preserving this region. It is known for its large variety of flora and fauna. As part of the International Year of Biodiversity, the endeavour was organised by Syria's Ministry of State for Environmental Affairs, together with the Ministry of Agriculture and Agrarian Reform and the United Nations Development Programme. Our earnest thankfulness, Syria and the United Nations Development Programme, for your commitment to the well-being of Frundluk Forest. May the splendid woodlands continue to enrich our ecosphere with their verdant beauty for eons to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, American doctors find success in non-invasive techniques of brain surgery. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. More responsible news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a helpful world. In medical news, American doctors pioneer non-invasive brain surgery. Surgeons at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, have published the results of 18 operations conducted over the past 3 years, which access and remove brain tumors through a small incision above the eyelid. Dr. Kofi Bahinin, one of the doctors who developed the technique, stated, "In surgery, in general, we have a goal of doing things in a simpler way, so patients recover more quickly and the cost is less." The physicians believe a quarter of brain tumor surgeries could be removed this way in the future, and that this method could be used for other types of procedures. Our accolades and appreciation, Dr. Bahinin and colleagues, for your innovative medical accomplishment. May many people be greatly helped by this very significant surgical advancement.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Creole Haitian entitled Jumping.
Yon acteur cinéma te gen pou li jambe. De yon falaise de 60 pieds soti tombe nan yon dlo la rivière. Li di directeur, m'pa pa aksepte fè si la. Dlo sa pa fon ase, se 2 pieds seulement li mesure. Directeur reponi, se rezon sa mèm, sa ou te pense, kom te ve ou noye la dan.
And now for our viewers hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, I'm from China, and my mother and I very much love to watching Supreme Master Television. Thank you so much. I'm a vegetarian. I'm very healthy. I always telling my friend to be vegan. Please help the animals. They never hurt us and always give us great pleasure. They are lovely and friendly. I hope that everyone can be vegan and that is always good for you. I love you, Supreme Master Qinghai. Yours, Kitty from China.
Virtuous Kitty, we are very happy to hear that you and your mother are enjoying Supreme Master Television. It is wonderful you are veg and encouraging your friends to follow the plant-based diet. Please download free of charge any information from www.suprememastertv.com/AW, showing the intelligent, intuitive, and loving nature of our animal co-inhabitants. May heaven's light shine on you and the generous people of China.
Supreme Master Qinghai has specially replied to you. Hello, Kitty. Thanks for your loving effort. Heavens and earth smile upon you. With my love, Qinghai. If you have a hotline today, we would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be uplifted by the glorious song of God's love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili pledges rescue personnel and the construction of a new village for Moldovan residents following massive floods, with 100 Moldovan youth also being brought for holiday in the resort town of Anaclea.
15-year-old flautist Anya Kelly Costello of New Zealand, who is also blind, leads the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra for her first symphony solo as she plays Haydn's Concerto No. 4 entirely from memory and is requested for an encore.
The United Arab Emirates Ambassador to South Africa, Ismail Obaid El Ali, and South Africa's Minister of Social Development, Mrs. Edna Molewa, discuss ways to further develop bilateral relations and enhance their country's collaboration.
In partnership with Jordan's Royal Film Commission, or RFC, the British Council in Jordan launches the initiative Different Abilities to promote the rights of the disabled and share their stories through the media.
The Asian Development Bank allocates $145 million to Kyrgyzstan for the reconstruction of Osh City, with nearly half of the funding being donated and the remainder made available at generous terms of credit.
Following a visit from French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, who conveyed his country's readiness for talks, Palestinian Hamas officials call on European Union member states to engage in diplomatic dialogue.
In a meeting between Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi and United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, both affirm their interest in furthering the goal of closer collaboration through frequent exchanges and visits on all levels.
Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev signs a decree to increase the social protection of media members by allocating $6.24 million to improve their living conditions and housing construction for the press personnel.
During a meeting of foreign ministers from Iran, Turkey, and Brazil, Iran offers to restart talks on exchanging nuclear fuel with Turkey to alleviate international concerns while providing Iran with necessary nuclear materials for medicine and energy.
Professional Chinese basketball player Yao Ming of the U.S. Houston Rockets team is in China with seven fellow NBA players to engage in charity matches for the foundation in his name that is helping rebuild Sichuan Province schools and provide scholarships for students.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.